Hello, my name is Alfie Moore, and welcome to It's a Fair Cop. The show where you, the audience, are sworn in to face the same policing dilemmas that I once faced in today's real case. I'm here to guide you as an experienced officer, having joined the police in 1987, the year that IKEA opened its first branch in the UK and that Margaret Thatcher was elected for a record third term. Ironically, it was a cabinet assembled by Thatcher that fell apart first. Today, I'm going to tell you about the best partner I ever had since joining the force. I'm talking about my buddy, Zeus, the police dog. How do you end up with a police dog? Well, you have to formally apply to be in the dog section like any specialist unit. First, you have to complete a comprehensive written application form, which in the Met includes correctly spelling the word dog. Multiple choice. You're then sent on a pass or fail course and see which young dog you gel with best. In fact, the dog is also being tested and can also fail and get kicked off the course. Don't worry, they'll be rehomed unless they're total psychopaths. I'm still talking about the dogs, by the way. If the copper is a total psychopath, they'll just get posted to traffic. Zeus was a German shepherd dog. And anybody who says the Germans have got no sense of humour are mistaken. Zeus had a tremendously dry sense of humour. Sometimes he let the criminals run as if he wasn't going to chase them at all. What a kidder. He was fast and furious. He didn't unleash Zeus so much as deploy him. He had two big burning questions. Is he a bad man? Does he have any soft fleshy bits? If the answer is yes and yes, game on. Zeus is primarily an attack dog. Let me correct myself there. Used to be called an attack dog. Because that sounds far too aggressive for modern policing, they've now changed the name. Absolutely true, this. They're now called non-compliant suspect dogs. Implies we also have compliant suspect dogs, just in case the prisoner gets a bit lonely, wants to pet something. More about Zeus in today's real case, but first, some of your dog experiences. Jill Ridgen, you've got a racist dog, Jill. Oh, how does the racism manifest itself, Jill?
It barks at ladies in saris, and that's the only person he barks at.
Look at that uncomfortable silence where people don't know what to do. What type of dog is it?
It's a border collie.
Border collie, who, ironically, is both black and white. So, OK, Philip Grieve tells us, my dog will not poo anywhere except on the stairs or our bedroom floor. This is anonymous. I despise dog owners that scrape up dog poo into a bag and hang it on a branch. Well, people should work harder with a Christmas decoration, shouldn't they? That's what I think. OK, can we have a round of applause for your fabulous contribution? In this show, I ask the audience to take the policing decisions, and so now it's time to swear you all in as coppers. Please raise your right hands and repeat... Just give me 24 hours, Lieutenant.
Just give me 24 hours, Lieutenant.
Time to begin today's real case, which starts with me on patrol, driving the dog van, and Zeus pacing up and down in the back, awaiting suitable deployment. Then the call came in.
Tango Bravo 03, can you attend a report of a handbag snatch on Frodingham Road in Scunthorpe?
For those unfamiliar with Scunthorpe, Frodingham is one of those roads that an estate agent would describe as vibrant. Picture the French Quarter of New Orleans without the culture, cuisine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?